kind of ate on the run, you know. And some of the stores, for some reason, I can't remember them. There was some that I've forgotten about.
They had the stores that you were naming, they weren't in the arcade. It was the building, like at the corner, 3rd and Main, and then you go all the way around, come out at what's that street?
4th Street.
And run in the main, run in the 3rd Street. When you get around there, where they had a jewelry store, they had McCroy's, Kresge's, and Woodworth going down Main.
That was right down Main Street, right? Right down Main, those kind of outside stores next to the arcade.
You make that turn to the right, and on the next corner was what you call that place? Glasses. And in the middle there was a shoe store, Bob's, and then you come around the corner, and you had the fish market, and then the next thing you know, you was right back at 3rd Street.
Gotcha. Okay. So those stores specifically that we were speaking of weren't necessarily within the arcade, kind of under the dome.
Complex. Yeah, they were in that complex.
In that complex. See, that's a whole. They talk about the arcade like this is one. It's not one section. It's buildings that were built back to back, and the arcade was between them all with the big dome and everything. So some of the stores down there made entrances from their store into the arcade.
So everyone kind of piggybacked off each other in terms of business.
When you go down the off of 3rd Street there between Frisch's and, was it, wasn't Frisch's? Frisch's was over here, wasn't it?
Well, Frisch's was in the arcade, too.
Yeah, okay, well, Frisch's, that's what I met it at. Frisch's and Liberals, or?
Liberals came in later, Liberals came in later on down from Frisch's there on 3rd Street.
Right. Right, and they that was the rest of it. When you go in the corridor where you see that giant man across the window, you had a shoe store. What's the name of it? Wendell's?
Wendell's Shoe Store.
And then you had a jewelry store on the other side. When you go down the hallway, they had shops about big as this on both sides of the hallway.
And
they had a little
barber shop in there, too.
Yeah, They had Arcane shops barbershop. About big as this on the inside. And it goes all the way down to the end, inside the arcade, till you get to where you can look up at the dome. And then they had the balconies around, and you look down, you got Cups, and there was another place down there.
Well, it was, the American Way.
And that was arcade. Well, it had something for everybody, anybody, black, white, or young and old. And the jewelry store, was it Mayor's?
No, it was. I can't remember the name of the jewelry store.
The one on the corner, 3rd and Main, was Mayor's.
Yeah.
And they had attractions for young men and young women, because we go down there and listen to the music downstairs.
Yeah.
And
they split records in new 45s.
Yeah.
The songs that just came out, you got in a booth and listened to it. Cost $1 for a 45.
And this guy, what's the name of the guy that built this building? He bought the arcade. And he opened it up to most anybody that could afford it to put a shop in that little hallway. I don't know what happened to it. I don't know what. Well, I feel like what happened to it is that all the jobs left down here, Meade and NCR and all these people around in this area, they left. Is that right?
Yeah. Downtown took a downturn, you know, and I would think in about the mid-70s.
Mid-70s, you'd say, is when they're really going down?
The malls took over. The malls took over. Stores started moving out the mall. Wright's closed, Met closed, everything closed, but Price Brothers is still over there, you know. And that contributed to the downtown Dayton falling in the arcade.
Used to be you ride a bus down here from your neighborhood, like I grew up in Old North Dayton. The bus would be full. I mean, sometimes you couldn't even get a place to sit. You'd have to stand up, like in the subways in New York or something. And they'd let out down here, and it was people, like 25,000 people were downtown. It was like the World's Fair down here.
And you walk across 3rd, right down here on this corner. You walk across that street from noon to evening is elbow to elbow.
Yeah.
And you didn't wear no Levi's and stuff down here. Listen, you worked in one of them kitchens. Up. Yeah, you got dressed. When we was, DP&L was down there, and I had to take a bath, comb my hair, put on pants, shine my, to go pay the damn DP&L bill. Because it's downtown.
Yeah. You know, so downtown was kind of an event.
You come down here downtown on a Saturday to go to the movie. You wore a suit a lot of times, and your shoes were shined, and your hair was parted, and what have you, and you know you look good. Yeah. You sharpened up.
They make it look like you guys, reporters and whoever making this money, build it. Like that was the hood, but downtown was downtown. Mm-hmm. You got RKO on almost every other block. Yeah, then you go over on Jefferson, you got movie, you got that store, Metropolitan, you got Falls, Donnerfields, you got Wright Coomler, you got what's his name? Elder and Johnson, Sears and Roebuck, and you all got to come through downtown, see? And that made it plenty, plenty busy. You had Mead over here, and you had, what was that other big company downtown that left?
E.F. McDonald.
Yeah, they left.
We had quite a few Fortune 500 companies
down here,
and now we have none.
Now, then all of a sudden, that mall, what was the first mall? Salem Mall opened up, and then the kids run that, so they all moved out further, and that's where all the business is. And we just now had a flux of going away down there at Austin Landing. A bunch of people left from down here went down there. You know.
But it was a great place to go to. It really was. You know, you could go down there and just neander around half a day. You could go into the stores and, you know, shop. And here's a cute little story. I think it was McCroy's. They sold birds, like parakeets and minor birds and stuff. And somebody had taught this minor bird how to say man stealing. And this minor bird, you'd be walking back there shopping, and all of a sudden, this bird, unbeknownst to you, it was a bird. It would say, man stealing. Everybody turn around, look, see who was stealing, you know? It was a crack up.
That's funny.
Come down here.